Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I am your host, Ray Hedden. Today's bizarre tale is entitled, My Dearest Enemy. Have you ever hated someone so much that you wish them dead? But you could never really do it, could you? Kill them, I mean? Listen to someone who is about to, well, I'll let him tell you.
Benjamin Arness had long been my dearest enemy. Mere mention of his name brought about a noxious odor to my mind. I could no longer resist killing him. To know Benjamin was to despise him. He represented everything that was vile and unclean, and his devilish appearance was marked with protruding cheekbones, and his swarthy, shadowed complexion suggested corruption and dishonesty. And his coarse, abrupt way of talking was grindingly irritating. He was the epitome of the gaunt, evil creature often displayed in sideshows, a freak, earning his way by swallowing swords and exhibiting fiendish tattoos. But Benjamin was not totally mindless. I mean, no, he was diabolically shrewd. He seemed to delight in turning simple conversation into demented torture and was hell-bent on spreading unhappiness. I can still see the painful shock on my wife's face when she heard the name of a woman whispered by his venomous tongue. 4 years ago. It seemed that time stood still since that moment. Oh, it was true that my wife and I were having problems, but were it not for his senseless lying, our marriage possibly could have been salvaged. He was to blame for my wife's pain and my loss. I had considered many ways of eliminating Benjamin, but nothing seemed appropriately gruesome. I wanted revenge for the injustices he had brought to our lives. I thought long and hard on common methods of his execution. The use of a gun I considered, but abandoned. It was too quick. I wanted his last moment between life and death to manifest itself in recognizable pain and terror. And most certainly, he had to realize by whose hand he was dying. Knife would have been too silent, too smooth. My hand could have felt the satisfying penetration of the blade into his quivering flesh, but I have to admit that I was a bit too squeamish at the thought of the warm blood oozing between my fingers. A fall might have been arranged from my 10th-story office window, I suppose. The thought of Benjamin splattered over several square yards of concrete was tantalizing. However, I had heard that one dies of a cardiac arrest before reaching the end of the fall. Not good enough for one so evil. For a time, I dreamt of placing a plastic bag over his head and drawing it tight around his neck. This act would be slow and truly agonizing, and the thought of his bluish face with terror-filled, bulging eyes shining through the transparent bag fascinated me. But to prevent his struggling to escape might be difficult. Well, my mind toyed with these and other means of elimination, but none seemed satisfying to me. Then I remembered reading once of a most hideous death which has haunted me for some time. It seemed that a college chemistry instructor had concocted a particularly potent mixture which could dissolve certain metals, and of course anything else, in a bizarre manner. After clearly outlining his motives in 2 pages of beautiful farewell prose, he demonstrated the effectiveness of the brew by pouring a full vial on top of his head. It is said that what remained of the corpse was still smoldering when discovered the next morning. Yeah, this method intrigued me. So I went about the task of finding his recipe. I contacted the chemistry department at the university and spoke with a young male assistant who secretly consented not only to give me the formula, but to supply the portion for my basement experiment, provided I pay for the ingredients and his time. And I had reassured him that I wrote for a tabloid and that he would be well compensated and would remain anonymous. Within a week, I had 2-pint-sized containers of clear, harmless-looking liquids that would remain harmless until mixed. I kept the containers for 2 days in my hotel room, sometimes lifting them gingerly from the dresser drawer just to stare at them. What a present for Benjamin, I thought. I wondered what expression would come over his face when the moment arrived. Would he seek last-minute forgiveness for his sins, or would he remain the same heartless creature I'd come to despise for so many years? Finally, the time came. I hastened to put an end to thought and was eager to carry out the deed which had to be done. I unfastened the container lids and poured the 2 liquids carefully together into a kitchen glass. Then I stood before the mirror, lifted the glass to my lips, and drank. At last, I felt the unspeakable pain that coursed through my body as I witnessed the death of Benjamin Arness.
My Dearest Enemy was written and directed by Bob Barry. Featured actor was Bob Barry. Original theme music by Brian Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. I am your host, Ray Hedden. Join us next time for a new episode of A Walk in the Dark.